For Theatre Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Another opening, another show, a musical, In the Heights, and you got to see it on opening night.
I did. This is Lin-Manuel Miranda, who also wrote Hamilton, which is a huge hit on Broadway right now, the big hit on Broadway right now. And this was his first musical. And boy, Musical Fair and Raíces Theatre Company have set the bar very high for the start of a season, joining forces on this musical about a Dominican family in the Washington Heights area of New York City.
Now, when it came traveling to Buffalo and I saw it at Shays, obviously they had many ethnic characters that they could hire from New York City. How do they pull it off here in good old Western New York, bastion of Polish and German ethnicity?
We have a couple of German and Polish people in the show, but by joining with Raíces, which is a Latin theater company, they have, of course, Victoria Perez and Rolando Martin Gomez. And now Rolando's son, Alejandro, is old enough to play a part. He plays Sonny. But it's really a wonderful cast. And I think that Elena Victoria Feliz is just lovely as Nina. And Ricky Marchese, how would you pronounce it? If it were mine, it would be Marchese, but I didn't ask him, is really impressive in the Lin-Manuel Miranda role, Usnavi, the lead character, a young man who runs a bodega and who's in love with the girl Vanessa and who's being helped by his abuela in the neighborhood. It's an adorable musical.
I can't wait. I was surprised. This snuck up on me. Granny Bird at the Alleyway. That was off my radar. What's that about?
Granny Bird, Neil Raddus, who writes very good musicals, you know. If you've never seen the Sherlock musicals, or he did a Peer Gynt that I liked very, very much. Neil is quite, he does everything, you know. And they run these contests for short works or plays at the Alleyway. And about a decade ago, a playwright sent a short work in, a sketch about an elderly woman whose family wants to institutionalize her, wants to put her into a senior facility. And she doesn't want to lose her independence, and she doesn't want others to make decisions about her life. So she escaped to a treehouse. And so Granny Bird is about this woman, her bond with her great-granddaughter, and her flight to a treehouse to escape her awful family.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so sweet.
It's a sweet scenario, and I'm looking forward to seeing the show.
Granny Bird at the Alleyway. And not so sweet, Slaughterhouse-Five or The Children's Crusade. That was a pretty brutal book by Kurt Vonnegut. How did it become a play at the Manny Fried?
Well, it also became a movie, a very successful film, because it's Billy Pilgrim from youth to old age, episodes from his life, and it follows them. It tells the stories of the episode. Obviously, with that kind of thing, some knowledge of the book or the film might be helpful, but not necessary. I think for me, among the most vivid are the futuristic one, but also the one after the bombing of Dresden, which is quite moving, quite powerful. But that is precisely what it is. It is the Kurt Vonnegut book translated to the stage, which, as you say, does present some challenges, but has been done successfully elsewhere.
Well, I'm still basking in great memories of having gone up to the Stratford Festival, saw six plays there. I've spoken about the best thing I saw, Oedipus, but I would rank third of the six that I saw, Oliver Goldsmith's She Stoops to Conquer. And I wanted to ask you about this, Anthony, since you've recently starred in The Importance of Being Earnest as Lady Bracknell. This was written by Oliver Goldsmith, who wrote about 200 years before Oscar Wilde, and yet the characters are the same, the lords and ladies and various servants, etc. The set is identical to the one you used at Buff State. Very amusing. How is that possible that they could be 200 years apart?
But these Irish writers, right, that Irish sense of humor and the British sense of class structure. But I think that stock characters go back to antiquity. Ingenues, juvenile leads, severe mothers and controlling fathers and class-conscious people. Families are families, mothers and fathers and children. These types get recirculated throughout the history of comedy and are familiar, and it's the reason why we're still able to laugh at Plautus. We recognize these relationships.
Well, I can just recommend it to everyone. If you love The Importance of Being Earnest, and who didn't, you'll love She Stoops to Conquer at the Stratford Festival.
Do you know who didn't? George Bernard Shaw didn't. He was bewildered by The Importance of Being Earnest because it didn't have a social point.
Well, excuse me.
You invited the observation. Sorry.
Well, for Curtain Up, folks can go to In the Heights, they can go to Granny Bird, they can go to Slaughterhouse 5, or they can go to any number of other plays, including, for example, For Heaven's Sake at 710 Main,
right,
and the Irish Classical as well.
Little Night Music, Byron Seller, the Cavanocchi, everybody's up and, you know, go to a show.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.